Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Lo nishmas, Reina Rabbeinu, Hakoin Agadol Me'echa, Rabbi Tzedek Hakoin Milublin. This yortzeit is today, Tes Elul. So in the schus of his yortzeit is Neshama Shel Aben Aliyah, and the schus of our learning is Neshama Shel Aben Aliyah, and our neshamas should have an Aliyah as well, together with him, right here in this world. Pesahim din Svol Nsikyar, we should have healthy, happy years in Mitzvah Shem. They should be meaningful and they should be used well. Amir Tzah Hashem, I just saw now in a quarter from Haskama of a Sefer, Rabbi Aaron Levin, who was the great Goin Mirisha, the Of Beis Din of Risha. So he quotes the Chofetz Chaim, who says that the Hagdorah of a Shoite is somebody who loses whatever you give him. That's the Hagdorah of a Shoite. Ezu Shoite Kol Shem Avid Kol Mashne Noisim Loi. So the Heiliger, this isn't a Rabbi Aaron Levin, it's Rabbi Aryeh Levin, Balbalti. Rabbi Aryeh Levin, the Tzaddik of Yerushalayim. I also love the Torah of the Risha Rav. We've been zeichet to learn that in the past, but hopefully a lot more in the future. So Rabbi Aryeh Levin says in the name of the Chofetz Chaim, there's nothing more valuable in the world than time. You can't buy it for all the money in the world, and everything, every minute you could say 200 words, each word is a mitzvah. I think the Groz brother has a cheshbon 54 mitzvahs, something like that. And people are ma'abed zman behesach hadas. It's a sign of shtus that a person should lose time, should waste time. So we should be zochem mitzvah Shem, not to live langa git the zisi yarin, but lenatzelot hazman gam ken. We're holding now in our limudim. We are going to begin today with ois samach dalid in the tzidkas hatzadik. פעמים שרואה בבירור שהשם יתברך מסייעו מסכים עם מעשיו, אם כל זה אינו רואה, אינו ראה, כי מעשיו ישרים באמס. Sometimes a person sees clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping you and agreeing with your deeds. However, that's not a ray that your deeds are really correct or really upright. It says in Chazal that in the way you want to go, is the way that God leads you, madricha baderech teilech. In the way baderech, God with the derech you're going in, God's going to be madrich you. God's going to lead you in the derech you want to go in. So a person wants to go in the bad way, Hashem will lead in there. A person wants to go in the good way, Hashem will lead. So that's not a raya. If you're being matzliach on what you're doing, it's not a raya. God wants you to be doing this. Varm baderech the ritzon alor b'sef from mishlei derech haTorah k'mosh k'sapti lo leis memches k'ne Hashem itzbarach b'selik shua pidai to holech baderech haTorah. So derech is in Sefer Mishlei the derech haTorah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help a person unless it's b'derech haTorah. Elik shu'al pi daitoi b'derech haTorah. In other words, when Hashem leads you, He's only going to lead you if you think it's b'derech haTorah. Mashalom du mi bilam, gam lefi daita shabum, fi sitcha delay, haya derech ze yashalo kfi mashua hu muvan. By Bilam, he also thought he was going in the derech haTorah. He also convinced himself. And the proof is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misnag lefi ma'ase adam. Maybe it's a derech hashem that God leads a person based on how a person thinks he's going on the right way. You think you're going on the right way, God's going to lead you in that way even if you're wrong. And the raya is Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi said, "Ta'achav Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael." Imi Hashanim El Talu Matar. He said, "There's going to be no rain." Chazal says Sanhedrin 103a. Shebikish Me'Kadosh Baruch Hu Shlim L'Shemayim Mavteach Shel Matar V'Nasnulav. He asked for the key of rain and it was given to him, and he stopped the rain for 3 years. And Chazal say that Kiviyachol was Kasha L'Fan of Yisbarach. There should be Atziras Gishamim. Shereyadaz Lo Maser Es Mavteach Gishamim La'Af Echad Miyom Shebarah Olamol. The Sivei Hashem Yisbarach Shel Eliyahu Navi Be'Atznoi Yirtza lahachzir et mafteach hageshem, kidei sheyakabos mafteach shel tchiyas hameisim. So Eliyahu HaNavi, like we see in the Gemara, gave back the key for rain, so he should be mekabel the key for tchiyas hameisim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't so happy about that. And nevertheless, he said to Eliyahu HaNavi, lech mizeu fanisa lech lecha kedma v'nistalta. You should hide out from Achav and Izebel. V'nachal kris asher al pnei hayardin. Well, Ezra and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him l'isasir pnei Achav, to hide from Achav and Nachal kris, even though it was B'derech Nes, he had to live there B'derech Nes, like God said to him. V'sa'ovim tzivisi l'chalkelcha. Sham, I commanded the ravens to sustain you over there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew from that beginning, Yilu haya Achav motzav Achav would find Eliyahu HaNavi, haya machricha ilavatel, he would force Eliyahu HaNavi to be mevatel the atziras hageshem. K'mo she'achakach, like it happened afterwards, like it says, Dvar Hashem haya Eliyahu b'shan ha'shlish esleim olech he'ro'eh el achov. And like the king Yehoram ben Achav did to Elisha Navi, that he asked him to daven to Hashem for water. And gave him. So he ended up forcing Elisha to daven for rain. And he said that he should make the valley trenches. And then the next pasuk says, should not see wind, should not see rain, said Hashem, yet that valley should be filled with water, and you shall drink, both you and your cattle and your beasts. So he didn't really want to look at him. V'yom Elisha chai Hashem tzvokah shamati l'fanav kilei p'nei Yosef ben Yehuda melech noisei mavid elecha v'marecha. As Hashem, the host of Lid, form I stand, surely it not that I regard the presence of Hashem, the king of Judah, I would not look or see towards you. And he says in the previous pasuk, Ma li v'loch, lechel nevei avicha. He's not so happy, but he looks at him, Elisha's with Yosef, it's with him, you see, now it's supposed to look at the face of a Rasha. And again, you see this Yisod, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yisod that we're learning here is that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not so happy with what you're doing, he still might help you because you think you're going B'derech HaTorah. And therefore he helped Eliyahu hide from Achav. And had he not have hid from him, then he would have been compelled to daven like Yehoram did to Elisha. Even though in the Shemaim they did all these nisim, the Shulah of Elazar is right, Allah is like him. Nevertheless, they weren't samechan. If this is what he wants, this is what they're showing him in the Shemaim, but it doesn't necessarily mean this is what God wants. You also find this, the complaints of the Jewish people. You killed the Jewish nation. And even though the Jewish people saw the Pel of the Nes when they were swallowed up by the earth, they thought, no. This is not what God wants. It's your fault. God was just following along with you. But God didn't really want that. He says, Moshe, on our right. Maybe God is really with Korach v'Hadassah, but he was just following along. Moshe and Aaron thought they were right, so God followed along. Maybe Hashem b'etzem wants Korach. Maybe Korach is right. Rakatem ratzitim lelech b'derech zeh. You wanted to go in this way, v'schusim godol v'chein amisam. And you have a big schus, therefore you killed. But it's your bad, it's your fault. So again, you see this is so, that sometimes God helps you out. I mean, you think you're going b'derech haTorah, but it's really not, it's not His will. Osam chedim tzarech limsar nafshel Hashem yizbarach shemenu karatzen Hashem yizbarach. As muskam lelech min ha'olam, since a person can't be betuach ba'atzma that his ma'isim and his kavanah are correct, al piratzin Hashem, like we just saw, Sarach, he has to be mechabin his machshava limser nafshe, to give over his life in the hands of Hashem, lasas bo kertzano, and to decide, shim einoi kiratzon, Hashem yizbarach, oz muskam v'daita, if it's not the will of God, and the person's willing to die, kedar Hashem, like King David said, Psalms 139:23-24, chakreni kel, v'da levavi, see that my heart isn't straight with your emunah, b'chaneni, v'dasar apai, test me out to know my thoughts, u'rei im derech oitzev bi, see if there is a way of mine that is corrupted, u'necheni v'derech oilam, and guide me on the in the eternal way. In other words, if you see that my ways are crooked, then, as the Radak explains, kill me, u'necheni v'derech oilam, guide me in the eternal path, meaning that I should die. That's what David HaMelech was saying. That's B'derech Olam, like David HaMelech said, in his Tzava, Anochi Holech B'derech Kol Ha'aretz. U'kinyan Zeh Amar Yoyna, like Yoyna said, Tov Mosi Mechayei, better that I die than live. She'ayinara lo she'shlichutol le'ninveh lo hiviyah tovat Yisrael. And the male, it's not like the Ratzon of Hashem, and therefore he asked from Hashem, Shemkein Odif Lo Lamus, that if it's not going to be for the good of the Jewish people, he'd rather die. So, you see here, Marv Rabbeisai, that if a person should be willing to give up his life in order to do the will of Hashem, in order to do the right thing. That's why David HaMelech said, my path is wrong, then you should take my soul. And like Yoni said, if I'm going to hurt the Jewish people, that's the union of saying Tachnun, after every tefillah. And see as kapayim, nefilas apayim, falling on your face after tefillah. Rav Zoraish Karach, nefilas apayim, the idea of nefilas apayim. U'mesira atzmoi lemis, you're giving yourself over to God to die. U'gam b'pashit yirmos l'zeh. And perish ha'pashit. You show that you have no more kochas. So it's not even, you don't have to be a deep Kabbalist to understand that you're just falling down. You know you're willing to give your life up for God. That's what you're doing after tefillah. Moshe Aaron fell on their face twice. Like we see in Parshas Korach, the reason they had to have Mesiras Nefesh these two times is these 250 people sinned with their souls, like it says, that's Machtos. In other words, as it says in the Malbin, they committed suicide. They know that it's poison in the Torah, and a person who doesn't do makdir the Torah properly, not makdir the properly, is going to die. And they therefore this committee considered suicide. It's demcha menafshosecha medrash, by Bereishis 9:5. So that's what it means chatu menafshosim, by bringing this Torah as it was suicide because they knew that they were going to die. Rabbi Seinu Amru. And the rabbi said, Karach bi shebikeach haya, Karach, who was a bikeach, ma ra'a l'shtus hazeh, what did he see, this shtun, this shtus, to argue with Moshe Rabbeinu? Minei, gam asayim chamishim lo shaitim hayu, Moshe HaMishel Rosh Danim Sanhedros. So, these 250 people weren't shaitim. As I'll say, they were chashav adayanim. They were the head of courts, they were of basins, they had frocks, they had round hats, the very hush of people. Ram Chazal, Shevu Chlalam, Hashem Yisrael Nesim, there were 12 Nesim, the Shvatim also, very smart people. Pen Rolo Shana Kotzav Dibdim as Am Hashem, Vehem Rak Yechidim, Ukrum Am Hashem, they're only Yechidim. What does it mean Am Hashem? Why Shishkulim Keneged Kol Am, they're equal to the whole nation. So Aminu, the Moshe Rabbeinu, Sheyochel Anisham. So definitely, these 250 people believed that Moshe Rabbeinu can punish them, like it says, "Upastar tzmiyah v'ardu chaim shayla." So why did they endanger themselves so much? Avraham chatu ben avshaysam, they sinned with their souls. In other words, they committed suicide, like we saw before in the Malbim, by bringing this Torah, and knew they were going to die, and that's kinyan shamru, like it says in the Gemara Nazir. Mechibra alav miasher chata ala nefesh. What's the chayt ala nefesh? That a person's mitzar atzmo min hayayin. There's no mitzvah to be mitzar himself. Perish. Mitzchayiv ben avsho. Mahinu sheyadu. Ki lo asid. Vayilamdu Ishes Reyehu, that Veyu b'madrega zu shekol ha'eda kulam kedoshim v'chashu shukar yigiyu l'kach. They were mischayv, they were chata l'nefesh, they were mischayv b'nafsha, they were chayv al-ibud nafsha, because they knew in with their Ruach HaKodesh that in the future there's going to be a kima of the Achtach of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Jeremiah 31:32-33, everyone's going to be holy. When they thought, they thought they were ready on this Madrega. But the Jews already were Lasid Lava. If not for the Chet HaEgel, Hayu Al Madregas Lasid, Kama Sham Ruzal, and Rovish Tokusam Lazach, and Svatu Bemes, Shim Bemes Anim Madregazu, as Toy Moisam Mechaim Muskamim Lamus Bemes. So they were supposed to be on this Madrega, because when they, if not for the Chet HaEgel, they would have stayed on this Madrega that everybody would have known me, nobody's going to have to teach anybody else, like it says in Yirmiyahu. Everybody's going to know me from small to big. They thought, well, everybody's on the Madrega of Kol HaKulam Kedoshim. And they didn't realize they weren't there yet. And therefore, Merov Ishtobukus, for this Gilui of Lasid level, they had this Cheshek, and they were willing to die if they're not massing this level of Kol HaKulam Kedoshim. And they decided that Moshe Rabbeinu is correct, and they're really not on the Madrega of Lasid level. It's Tov Moise Mechaim U'miskam Lomus Bamas. They're willing to die. It's better for them to die than it is for them to live. And that's what it means. Al pisod, as our magdir korach as a pikech. They didn't say he was a chacham. The pikech always means arum. In other words, arum. He was clever. Moshem Rizal, that when one aid is made out of bow, that he already paid ksubas ishto, and the woman says that she didn't repay, receive any payment. So she's chayvah the rabbanan to take an oath that she didn't. She wasn't makabel. Mazal said, if the husband is a pikech, armumi, and he's clever, he give him a chayver with a shvu d'iraisa. That's what it says in Ksubas Peches Amar Aleph. She's shvu d'irabanan, if he's a pikech, and chayver shvu d'iraisa. So pikchus is cleverness. And al shetam eitzadas tovara. Menikam akom laharich. He tasted from the Eitz HaDaas, as Rabbeinu talks about in the Sefer Kometz Mincha, Chelek Beis, Os Chav Zayin, Megal Amukas, Vekarach Lakach Mekach Ra, Min Ilana Demoisa, Shu Eitz HaDaas Tevra, so we have from the Eitz HaDaas. And that's Rabbeinu writes in the Kometz Mincha. Shemati k'tzas mizeh derech nochash hakadmoni ha-meisis leitza das ali tzur. Pasuk in Mishle, derech nochash ali tzur. Choyzek ha-kar, v'zeh tol skarach shetal shekul atcheles tokef ha-yira. And he goes into the whole inyan. You could see there if you want to see the Lashon. It's also brought in the Nimos Tzedek, Perish Nimos Tzedek and Sipkes Tzedek. Footnote. So I'll call upon him. That's what it means, pikechaya, that he had eaten from the Eitz HaDaas. So he had this cleverness. Lekach afal pi sheniku choytim, b'shvil zeh b'nafshoysam, yikomokom ma'ale gedoylehu. And even though they were called sinners, with their souls, nevertheless, it was a big ma'ale. They were willing to die. If they can't reach that madrega of knowing God on their own, of kol eda kulim kedoshim, they're willing to die. And therefore, they're zochash ha-machtus shalom, their machtus, they were machtu dektores, became at Sipu the Mizbeach. They were used to cover the Mizbeach. L'chein ha'am al-Moshe ha'an hibadlu. V'chein ha'akach hirom, v'vikshe ha'amban, v'chein b'yad Hashem l'tzilam v'em toch ha'idah. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu were told to separate from the community. And then afterwards, there again, when the people complained, atem yimita m'sam Hashem, they were told to remove themselves from the community, and I'll destroy them in a minute. Ask the Ramban, what? God can't destroy them. God can't save them if they're there. Based on what he said, what's Moshe Rabbeinu says? No. Well, if Shehem, hey, but that was there. G'dayla ben Yamsiris Nefesh, like Achutz Uferbad V'ayilku Imayim. Since they were greater than Moshe and Aaron in the Mesiris Nefesh, they were willing to die. They said, listen, if this is in Karatzan Hashem, if we can't reach Madragas, then we're willing to die. And therefore it's a danger that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron will die with them. Because they're on such a high level of Mesiris Nefesh that the Kitcher got Moshe and Aaron. Who aren't? And that's why after Hashem said these words, moves something from the community, says, they fell on their faces. Like the Zohar says, the Masu Garmayu, they are most of themselves Lamisa, so the Philos of Haim Lahamtikas Adinim. And also here, Acharation Nisrafu, Amasayim Bechamisha Mish, they fell again on their face. Because they heard their chashivus, that they're from their machtus, they're going to make it sipu da mizbeach, inside their mesiris nefesh. So Ratzu Lassus, both of them, Zekama Asayim, they also wanted to have the mesiris nefesh. So Moshe and Aaron were, they fell on their face, which shows their Moshe Atzmu Mimisa, they did it twice. One, when they rebelled, so Moshe and Aaron said, oh, you want to be in that Madrega, that we're all holy, and you're willing to die for it if you're not in that Madrega, so we also have to have Mesiris Nefesh, shouldn't be in Kitru. And then afterwards, when they made their Machtas, they made him Siku L'Mizbeach. So also they saw their high Madrega, that their Ketoris that they brought, we talked Mesiris Nefesh, even though again it was wrong, because in the end, they were killed. And they weren't on the Madrega of Kulam Kulgashim. They went down from their Madrega at Har Sinai. They weren't there anymore. But still, they had their Mesiris Nefesh. But they thought they were on the right road. They wanted to be on that high level, even though they understood the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. So they were willing to die for their values. They were willing to die for what they believed in. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron had to counter that. They're also willing to die. They also have to give themselves over Mesiris Nefesh. You see this big yisod that a person has to be willing to give over himself, to give himself over to do the will of Hashem. But it should really be the will of Hashem. And again, they were guilty of suicide. They shouldn't have done it in the end. So that's the negative side. But the positive side is that they're willing to give it all up, to serve Hashem, to do the right thing, to be close to Hashem. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we have a lot more to say, but we will conclude here. Continue next time. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.